Wouldn't it be nice if we had all the time in the world to work on our businesses? What if we sat down and looked at our calendar at the beginning of the week and saw big, wide open chunks of juicy time, big, meaty spaces where no one's going to interrupt you and you can get into the flow? Wouldn't that be nice? But it's not reality, is it? Let's talk about that this week. Hey guys, this is Kelly McCauzy, and you are listening to Love, People, and Make Money, episode number 14. We have no guests this week. It's just us. So grab a cup of coffee or something, and let's just get together, put our heads together, and do some thinking about time. This came up in conversations with clients this week, and I carried it over into a conversation in the Facebook community, which you can find. Come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. You'll find a link to the Facebook community. Love to have you join us and jump into discussions there. Just talking about using small chunks of time. It would be fantastic. It is optimal when I can create chunks of time on my calendar for knocking out projects. And when I am planning out my week, when I have important things that need to get done, I do. I open up my calendar and I create chunks of time. I consider it defending my time. If I open up my calendar and I chunk 90 minutes and 2 hour sections of time through the week, I'm marking them on the calendar, and that it defends me. Now nobody else can book anything in that period of time. If they come to my Calendly link, which is where my clients and podcast guests grab time on my calendar, because I've chunked off the time, they can't book it. I do that. I love to do that. I love to operate in those chunks of time. I can get a lot done in 90 minutes and 2 hours. But here's something I have realized about myself. That's not what makes me successful. Managing my time, defending my time, blocking out and working in large chunks of time, that's great. It contributes to my success. It's optimal. But that's not why I'm as successful as I am. I am as successful as I am because when I can't do that, when life is going bonkers all around me, I still manage to get things done. I don't have to have 90 minutes or 2 hours in order to get something done. I can get something done in 10 minutes, in 15 minutes. Heck, I can do something that moves my business forward in 5 minutes. Because I do it all the time. You know, I love time chunking. I want you to do it. I want you to go to your calendar right now, look into the future and defend some time. Set up those 90 minute and 2 hour chunks of time. Do it. Make it so. But in the meantime, if you're looking at today or this week and you say, sorry, there are no 90-minute chunks of time available. There are no 60-minute times available. I don't even think I could find 30 minutes of uninterrupted time. Well, yeah, welcome to life. This is the way it is. Sometimes our lives are crazy. Sometimes I'm traveling. Sometimes I'm hosting events, doing retreats where I am very engrossed and present in what I'm doing, and I I don't have big chunks of time to do other things. Yet my business is always moving forward because I don't buy into the idea that if I don't have a lot of time, that means I can do nothing at all. What I hear people say, they'll say, I've got so much to do and there's not enough time. I can't even make a dent, so forget it. I'll deal with it next week. And then that becomes next week, and then that becomes next week. And pretty soon, you know, I'm talking to them a month or so later, and they're just shrugging and saying, I just couldn't find the time. I just want to blow that mentality right out of the water and encourage you to realize while it's optimal to operate in big chunks of time, we can get things done. We can move our business forward in small steps and in small ways by taking advantage of those little chunks of time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. They add up. So I think about a busy day I had last week. I had, we had just come off from the holiday break. So I'd had like a week and a half of downtime on my calendar. And so the week after New Year's, the week of New Year's Day, my calendar was full. Like people who hadn't been able to get on my calendar were on my calendar. So I had this really full day. Coaching clients, podcast interviews, a group program to present, meetings with my project partners. My calendar was so full. And in the midst of that, my nephews were showing up for the long weekend. They were being dropped off in the middle of the day. And as they got dropped off, my granddaughter woke up and she was just like dancing and squealing and running around. The house was chaos. And I needed to go shopping. I needed to get some kind of meal plan in place. And everything was just wild and crazy. And I knew once I walked away from the desk, I was not going to ever come back to it. But I hadn't sent an email out. And being those first few business days of the new year, it needed to happen. So I'm like, I don't have time to sit down and craft a big, beautiful email. But I knew I could make 15 minutes happen. So I just made it. I arranged for the 15 minutes. I bargained with my nephews to entertain my granddaughter. I said, I need 15 minutes. I shut my door. I put my fingers on the keyboard and I got it done. It was a short email. It was not an amazing email, but it was out. It was written and sent and out, being read by my community. It was being responded to within minutes. And then I could go on and be fully engaged with the kids and not look back. Do not despise those little 10 and 15 minute pockets of time. Use them. Do not look at a great big project and say, I can't make a dent, so forget about it. No. I don't care if you're only going to make a scratch. Do something. You know, this is not about a guilt trip. I'm not going to say every single day, do something. You know, you're a grown up. If you say I don't have time, I trust you. But I do want to say these small chunks of time, these things that we do in little 10 and 15 minute bubbles, they add up. And that commitment, my commitment that even when I'm crazy busy, I'll find time to do something to move my business forward. That's what I think that's what makes me productive. As much as I love the 90 minutes and 2 hour chunks of time when I can get into my flow, I decide I can get into a flow in 2 minutes if I need to. So what can you make happen with little chunks of time tucked in here and there through your day? When the kids are getting ready for school, when you're waiting for the shower, when you are, you know, in line to pick up something from the store, wherever, the little moments before you go to bed, before you join the family to watch a movie, 10, 15 minute chunk of time. You can outline a blog post. You can send an email. You can send a potential client a message. You can follow up on an interview opportunity. You can apply to be a guest on Love People Make Money. You can post a reply to a conversation in a niche community that lets you shine. You can curate an item of content for your people so there's something fresh on your website. You can send a thank you note to somebody you've learned from recently. These little things, just one small thing, to take a deep breath, take the 10, 15 minutes, do it, and then say, I did it. I did something. So this one small thing was important. It was in service of my business. I made the time from it. I'm proud of myself. Now I can go off and do whatever it is that I have to do. If you find one chunk like that on any given day, at the end of the week, you can look back and say, I did this and this and this and this, instead of I look back and all I did was say, meh, I can't do it. So stop using lack of time as an excuse. What I discover is that for myself, as I've given myself permission to do some small thing, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, I find I do far more than I realize I can, far more than I think I can. Creativity does not require big wide open spaces to show up. I mean, it's optimum, but I've discovered if I sit down and say, okay, I got 15 minutes, what am I going to do? What if it were easy? What if I'm thinking too much? What do I want to create more of in the world? What would be awesome? Creativity sparks and boom, you know, 2 minutes in, my fingers are flying on the keyboard and I'm getting something done and I'm getting it out there. And then magic can happen. You know, your people can't respond to you if you're not actively putting something in front of them. So here's the tip. If you're saying, oh, Kelly, I can't even relate to what you're saying. The projects I have are so big. I can't even imagine what I could possibly do in 10 minutes. So if you're crazy busy, use the next little chunk of time you find to just think about, how could I break this up into little tiny bite-sized action steps? Give yourself 15 minutes to think about what could be done in the next 15 minutes. Instead of just blowing it off and saying it's impossible, give it a little time. Take a look at the project and say, okay, my goal in the next 15 minutes is to identify 4 things I could do in 15-minute chunks. So outlining, search for a picture for that e-cover, decide what fonts I'm going to use, send it off to the graphic designer. Maybe I'm going to tweak my bio. Maybe I'm going to go find a couple of affiliate links to complement that report. Little things, just make a list. These are the little things that need to happen. And then the next time you've got 10 or 15 minutes, you look at that list and go, okay, yep, I wanted to go find a couple of affiliate links to add to this report. Boom, let's go do that. I can do that in 10 or 15 minutes. I believe I am successful in my business because I never throw my hands up and say, I don't have time. Even when, you know, a committee of my peers would say, hey, Kel, I've looked at your life. Things are crazy. You don't have time. I No, I can find 15 minutes and do something. And I do. So even in the midst of travel and life and, you know, everything, I keep it moving forward. I never throw up my hands and say, meh, maybe next week. And I just don't want you to do that anymore either. Don't use lack of time as an excuse. Embrace the small chunks of time. Put them to use. I know I keep discovering that I'm way more creative than I give myself credit for, and I get far more done than I imagine ahead of time that I can. I think you'll find the same thing to be true. So if you start tackling little bite-sized things, whether it takes days or weeks, something will get done eventually. And isn't that better than saying, I just couldn't find the time? So, hey, let me know what this has sparked for you. Like, what do you manage to get done in 15 minutes? What's the fun realization that you find in this, and how do you implement it? Leave a comment. Come on back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Click on the podcast and look for episode 14. Thanks for spending this time with me. I'll see you in the next episode, probably within a week.